Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me here is Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, what's going on, baby?
Not much. Very exciting times here in the world of Crappens because our cabaret is coming up so soon. You can get tickets to stream it because it's sold out in person, and that's going to be on June 3rd and June 5th. June 3rd, June 5th. Ticket links are on our website and our social media, so you can just go there and watch this madness.
Yeah, basically how that works is you can buy the tickets up to showtime, and then you can't buy them anymore. But you once you buy them, you can stream them for a week. But don't think like, oh, I'll just buy them later. You have to get them before showtime.
Yeah,
I got that curtain. Figured out this week.
Yeah,
before curtain time, whatever. Yeah,
yeah, because once that curtain goes up. The streamer is like, no more. You are in your seat. This is going to be a very professional cabaret with very professional songs and all the lyrics definitely memorized. So get your tickets.
It's going to be completely professional. Yep.
Very memorized. Yes. Which reminds me, we should have looked into that teleprompter. I will say this, we are having a lot of fun with these songs. We're just making goofy songs, and we're just gonna have a silly time. And so we just hope you have a silly time too. You know what we should do, Ronnie? We should like print out the lyrics to hand it to the audience. That way if we forget our lines, the audience can sing along to help us. I'm like, oh yes, thank you. Thank you. line.
God. All right, so today is Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 17, Episode 7, Dynasty, Diamonds, and Drama.
Yeah, wow, what an episode. What a Sunday night for Bravo. Just two back-to-back crazy episodes. So this one leaves off with right after Kelly has called Portia's hoo-ha a chili cheese Frito pussy. And now Portia,
you know what? That stuck with me all week. I have to say, it really stuck with me all week because I get that that's supposed to be disgusting, but it also sounds delicious. And just the image of it, that's terrible.
It is.
Call somebody that.
I know it is kind of
cheese Frito pussy. And how would you even know if you weren't trying to get into it? Like you're thinking about it too much. If you're thinking about someone else's pussy say enough that you're like, I'll bet that's like chili Cheeto. Chili cheese Frito pie. You're thinking about my vajayjay too much.
Yeah, it's like one of those things. Like I'm just having a visual of like the Frito bag that's like cut open, slit open, and then they put like the Fritos are there, and they put the chili on top of it, and it's a stirring image. And the funny part is that Kelly literally calls Portia a chili cheese Frito pussy, and it's just like one of many that just like happens. And then, like, later in the episode, they make a joke about something completely unrelated because Pinky is sick. They made a joke about, ooh, check the oysters. And it's Kay Michelle who is, like, spins out about, you know, her vagina. So who'd have thought?
Kay Michelle's crazy, right?
Crazy.
So we're just walking away with this from this episode. Like, oh, so you're crazy. At first I thought, oh, she's a little oversensitive. You know, she's new to the group. She talks about how she was traumatized by being on Love and Hip Hop, which I mean, I don't know. Okay, I'll go with it. You know, we take all sorts of traumas on Bravo these days. Love and Hip Hop is your trauma? I'll take it. But now this episode, I was like, oh, you're just like, paranoid. You're like a paranoid.
She's paranoid.
You're like paranoid. A paranoid delusional chick. And let me tell you, I support it. I think it's hilarious.
She's hilarious. But I was watching it like all these weeks because she keeps on taking offense to things. And I've just been like, Ben, be patient. This is probably something you don't understand. You don't know what it's like to be a woman. You don't know what it's like to be a black woman. There are things here. What she is sensitive to, like, it's just out of your context. So don't make fun of it. Just accept it and allow her to be, you know, annoyed by this person because it's her lived experience. But at this point, I'm like, they were not talking about your vagina.
you're literally crazy. All that aside, like you're nuts. And I really love it. Yeah, because at some point I was like, well, maybe she's just oversensitive, or maybe somebody did mean it that way. I mean, I don't know. But at this point, I'm like, oh, you're not just starting things for TV. Like, you really think they're out to get you. But like, yeah. Who's telling you? Because it does seem like Shamia and Kelly got her all riled up for this. You know, I mean, that seems pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But she didn't need to be riled up for the Portia thing before, or the other things that have been happening.
Or Phaedra. Phaedra like caught astray in all this because the way Phaedra laughed at that pedicure. And I mean, look, I have no context about Love and Hip Hop. I don't know what that experience was like for her. But I mean, it seems like that is real trauma for her because she is on this show and she is so guarded about like what this cast is going to do for her. Like she's so, it's like me watching a scary movie. There could be a totally benign scene, but I'm always convinced there's going to be a jump scare. So I'm tense the entire time because I'm waiting for a jump scare in every single scene, even when it's like a happy
chili
scene.
Chili cheese, Frito pussy.
And I'm like, So she's waiting for her jump scare. And I think at this point, she's now anticipating it behind every corner. And I don't know.
She is like, the jump scare. You have become the jump scare.
God bless.
Now they're afraid of you. Now they're all tense, afraid of her, you know, about to go off. And I just think it's hilarious. I love it.
I want someone
to be here from the cast of Love and Broadway and just have Patti LuPone read some of these lines. Like, oh, really? You don't even know this vagina. I've had 19 vaginas since I had that vagina.
Yeah, I would love a Patti LuPone reading. I'm sure Andy will arrange for that in the clubhouse soon enough. But I think we can all agree that I think this season of Atlanta is probably the best one they've had in years. It's just so funny. It's that one episode aside where it was like really overproduced, the first episode when they got to Dallas, that was rough. But everything else has been like pretty strong. And this, like, they're having real drama again, petty drama, and I'm feeling really good about it.
Well, that's good. Okay, so they're fighting on the van.
Thanks.
They're fighting on the van. I didn't mean that in a rude way. It came off ruder than I thought.
Bless your heart. It's okay. It I just was in the South. This, I was didn't in the mean South it this weekend.
I can, yeah, I'm, in, I get I'm it. Doing this from Texas.
I was in Tennessee. You know, isn't it crazy that I was in Memphis this weekend? I actually went to Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, we haven't even talked about it. You were just in Arkansas. I was just in Arkansas 2 weeks ago. How crazy that both of us would be in Arkansas within a week of each other.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't.
But yeah, but by the way, shout out to my cousin Liza. She got married to her lovely new husband, Kyle. Liza and Kyle.
That's cute. Yeah, Liza. Yeah. Speaking of Love and Broadway, was she like, I take you, Kyle. I take you to be the man of my dreams.
Ring them bells. You gotta ring them bells. He lived in 49F and she was 49E.
Did they do that? Big sweet. Did they do that thing at the wedding? I love that in Arkansas, girl. They do that everywhere. Everywhere
wait,
you
what
go.
What was that? What was that?
When I went to my niece's graduation in Arkansas, I was going to leave early, you know, I hate people. Like, I hate the crowd. So I was like, I'm going to pee and I'll meet you in the parking lot. And she's like, no, you have to stay for Woo Pig Suey. I was like, what the fuck? When I tell you, okay, so the whole stadium, it's like thousands of people. They're like, okay, now to bless Arkansas or whatever. And they go like this, they go, oh, Pig Suey. Pig Suey. It's like a cult. Like a whole stadium doing it. Was the weirdest shit I've ever seen. Okay. I've never seen shit like that. Straight people are crazy. And so I put it on like Instagram or whatever. And someone said, not all straight people are crazy. I said, okay. Not all straight people are crazy, but all of these people were straight people. So think about
that. They were crazy.
Exactly.
That is funny. I only dipped my toe into Arkansas, but the wedding was in Memphis. So there was no pig chop suey, whatever it was.
Oh.
It was just like pretty chill vibes going on over there. But it was fun to finally go. But I did go into a pyramid. You know, there's a giant pyramid in Memphis. Have you been to Memphis?
No. No. Remember I wanted to move to Memphis? And you were like, no. No, you're not.
Well, it is
just randomly because there were cheap properties there.
It's really cheap.
You can
cheap
get a house for $5 in Memphis. I was like, bye.
No, like literally, I had a breakfast sandwich for $6 there. I was like, what? This is crazy. Because like in LA, it'd be $15. There's a pyramid there. Hmm. And I went to it. And the pyramid, it's a giant pyramid. And it's a Bass Pro Shop. And I mean, need I say more? It's a Bass Pro Shop with a pyramid. I mean, inside a pyramid. It was great.
Did the aliens build it?
They were my cousins.
I mean, it leaves so many questions. Where'd it come from?
The aliens definitely built it. The aliens were like, we come in peace and we will leave you duck callers.
All right. So here we are at a Bass Pro Shop pyramid in Memphis. And Portia's saying, girl, you know that's a motherfucking lie. My pussy is not like a chili cheese Frito pie. Kelly's like, girl, nobody wants to scissor you. I don't even scissor. And this fight's hilarious. Just scissoring. Just a fight over scissoring in general. Scissoring sounds hard. It sounds like exercise.
It does actually sound hard. Andy is going to talk about this for the next 20 minutes of the reunion. Well, not next, but he will carve out some time. Like, whoa, you guys scissored? What was that like? Have you scissored a lot of people? What about you? Angela, have you scissored? It's just going to be about this for like nonstop. So then Cynthia's like, those legs, they can't even make it around Portia's ass. It's like, okay, yeah. So we were in Miami last year after Grenada. And then, like, that night when we'd gone out, so I was, like, taking out, like, a little hoe bath. And then I was, like, you know, just, like, whatever. And then, like, Kelly, you know, got to look at that cat and that platinum puss. And she turned to Shmi and I heard her say behind me, ooh, I want some of that.
And
should Shmi be registered for the moth, you know. Let's put in the moth.
It's poetry. And Shmi is like, where was I when this scissoring was going to happen? Okay. I've never seen or heard of this. And Portia's like, yeah. And then on the elevator, she was like, I could come to your room and we could, you know, watch TV or something. Then we got to my floor, girl. I said, okay, good night, girl. And then I pressed the close button on my way out because a troll was trying to climb a tree that night and I was not going to have it.
But also that's not how closing buttons on elevators work, right? When you get to your floor and you get out and you press the close button,
You'd have to reach back in and press it, then reach back out really quickly before the sensors register that your arm was there. Because if the sensors see it, it would open up again anyway. So, yeah, it's not really how elevators work, but that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. And so
I'm not into girls. I don't want a girl. Okay, I want waffles. So she's saying she doesn't scissor. And then Portia's like,
yeah, but you continue to fuck that married man. She's like, excuse me? He will never give you a dime.
I love that. Like, I love Portia's. Portia saying, you're fucking that guy and you're never going to get a dime out of it. Implying that like the only reason to fuck someone is to get a dime out of it. You're wasting your time.
The morals aren't bad because you fucked a married man. The morals are bad because you fucked a stingy married man.
Yeah. It's a bad investment, you know?
It's a bad investment of your vajay. It's true. So, I mean, this, you know, it's as easy to fuck a poor married man as it is to fuck a rich married man. So,
yeah. So they're going back and forth. Like, who is this? Who is this? Who is it? Who is it? And Portia knows. I mean, Phaedra knows what this, but who is it? Portia won't say. And Portia's like, you know, Kelly's like, I don't give a flying fuck. I'm grown and I'm single. It's like, oh, you definitely give a flying fuck because we made up. I sent you flowers. You didn't want them. You put them up your ass. I don't care. Because, well, I don't want them and I don't need them up my ass.
Well, put them there, though.
And she's like, bitch, you need a rose, not me. I'm all right. And she's like, whatever. So Pinky's like, wow, it's given. Everybody needs a rose. Hell, I need a rose sometimes too. So Phaedra's like, wow, I don't even see people talking about that rose anymore.
Was the rose a metaphor for something more than a rose?
I mean, I guess it turned into one. Does it mean like a pusese? Is that like your rosebud?
I was wondering. I mean, we're going to have to. As the great Aretha Franklin once sang, a rose is just a rose. But apparently it might be more than that here, right?
Yeah, this is where we're talking about vaginas now.
Yeah, this is where I'm like, so anyway, that Bass Pro Shop. So,
I think it's a toy because
I got the sense that there was like a toy set.
Yeah, because Portia's like, well, I'm scared of using those toys because you get desensitized. Like when I tried the rose that one time, I sat there and I looked at it for like 30 minutes. Like, who are you and who sent you? Okay, let's look it up. Did you look it up?
It's a remote control wearable vibrator, which we knew, guys. We knew. We're totally up on these things.
Yeah, just edit that out. Just edit that out.
Yeah, just
there's original rose vibrator. Oh, wow. It looks like a rose. It looks like a wiener with a rose attached to it by a rope. And I guess you put the wiener in there and then you squeeze the rose?
It's a great time to mention, as long as we're talking about products, that we are doing Amazon Live later today. So come join us.
They might sell this on Amazon.
They probably do. We will be talking about
sex things toys.
For we're gonna be the theme for today's is going to be picnic because it's Memorial Day weekend, and so I guess this maybe qualifies under the eating out category. Oh, speaking of Memorial Day, we forgot to mention this because we're lunatics. Next Monday is Memorial Day here in the States. And it's a long weekend for us. We are taking the weekend off. So we are not going to be recapping Atlanta or Rhode Island next week. So we will check in and we'll the following week we will come in and touch base on those. But mentally preparing everyone. If you don't know what to do that day without the recaps, there is the rose. So
I was going to say, we're not coming here. We're going to be coming at home with the rose.
Get the rose. Some say love.
So they're talking about this rose thing. And now they're talking about how great this sex toy is. And I'm like, Portia's like, yeah, I looked at that thing for like 30 minutes. And I said, who are you? Who sent you? And Cynthia's like, I can do it under a minute. Okay. 30 seconds, I can be out. And they're all laughing. So Shamia's like, I wet my bed so much, I had to get it out of my house.
This is when I was like, I don't think we're talking about roses anymore. Because in my mind, I thought it meant like you get a rose, like you need a suitor to give you a rose in a romantic gesture. And at this point, I was like, we're not talking about that. This is when Ben learns about female sex toys. So anyway, but now they're all laughing. Like the vibe is good again all of a sudden. And K. Michelle's like,
we went from chili cheese hot pockets to everybody's happy and laughing. And is this how y'all get down? I don't understand, but I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. She's like, wait a minute. So now y'all are good. She doesn't like that.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So we go to a place called Bar Eden. And Pinky's she can't walk. She's like, I got a bathroom. It's bullshit. I gotta go piss out some bankruptcy shit on the bathroom.
Listen, just give me a moment. Just tell Barbara Eden to hold on. I'm just gonna go to the bathroom real quickly and tell her I dream of Jeannie too. It's like, no, it's called Bar Eden. By the way, it's so close to Barbara Eden. Like, it's just too, like, I can't deal with how, like, it's like literally naming a restaurant like Sea Arthur. Or
the Arthur's too.
A Liz Montgomery. It's like, finish it. Finish the, get it. Get, don't do this to me. You can't get
at least
this
give
close
us a Barb Eden, you know? Like, we're all friends with Barbara, so we just call her Barb. Barb Eden.
Like, why do they do this to us so close?
So Pinky has to go to the bathroom and everybody else starts ordering. And Pinky's like, I feel sick. That was Cynthia's fault. And meanwhile, back at the table, people are talking about cooking. And Portia's like, oh, I can't cook, but Mike can. And they're like, oh, is he going to come? Oh, some of the husbands are going to come to this thing tomorrow. And so Kelly is, just talking about how fun. And Cynthia's like, my tequila commissario gala is only one day away. Praise the Lord. And he can't come fast enough. I need the ladies to put their energy into their soap opera gowns and the hair to the heavens. Cynthia's like a walking commercial today. Everything she says, she's like, that's how this would feel if you had some Casamigo Casaflulu in your, whatever the fuck it's called. Commissario in your life.
My favorite actress is Commissario Dawson. I love how she keeps on calling it a gala. I'm like, please stop calling it a gala. This is not a gala. It's a cocktail party. But like, she keeps on saying gala, like it's a ballroom and it's gonna be black tie. I'm like, it's a cocktail party. So she's telling us, Cynthia's telling us that, Kay's bringing her husband and Pinky's bringing her husband. People are bringing all their men. And she's like, guys, I thought it'd be really cute to have a Miss Tequila contest and whoever's the best dressed will get a nice little something or another. And Porsche's like,
oh, wow. Now you tell us this after we ordered the dresses. Thanks a lot.
But then they start to realize, we've been sitting here laughing for about 30 minutes and Pinky, like the food has arrived and Pinky is still not there. So Cynthia goes to check in on her and Pinky is just, puking in the bathroom, basically.
Yeah. Just barfing and barfing. And I don't think that Cynthia realizes that she's trying to plug her tequila while it's being intercut with somebody barfing. Yeah. Cynthia's like, I'm going to do this game for the tequila. It tastes like this. Cut to Mike. Blah, blah, blah.
Plugging that toilet.
So Portia's like, you better go check on her. You're going to be in trouble again. So Cynthia goes to check on Pinky. And Cynthia, you know, she's like, are you okay? And she's like, oh, yeah, all that tequila worked, I guess. And she goes, you want me to bring you some bread or anything? No, do not bring me bread when I'm pooping out of every orifice in my body. And I'm on the pot, too. Don't bring me a basket of bread into the bathroom. No.
No. Yeah. No, this is just the ginger ale. I don't know. She's just, Pinky is suffering. And Cynthia's like, then Cynthia, of course, is patting herself on the back. She's like, see, this is why you got to be nice to people. Because you never know when you're going to need somebody. Pinky has worn me out since the beginning of the trip. And now she needs me to help her.
I would not offer that person bread. I would offer her an Uber. That's what I would offer her. There's no second chances. You're barfing at the beginning of dinner. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, here's your Uber. It's a vegan Uber. Go. Cloth seats.
I liked when Cynthia goes, she's done for the night. There ain't a TED Talk left in her right now. She's like, wait, give me 12 minutes.
So back at the table, Cynthia's like, okay, I was just with Pinky. She didn't eat anything today. And the tequila, I mean, she's not feeling good. And Phaedra's like, well, we should leave then. Which is nice, to leave dinner. No, you shouldn't leave unless you're leaving her there to be a drunk ass by herself. Who can't keep it together to go to dinner? That is her own damn fault.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
Even if all you did have was fries for lunch, still, like, you're an adult, like, you should know how to drink. So Cynthia's like, yeah, she can't go anywhere, and I don't want to hit the road before she's done. So when she feels like she can go, hit the road. So then Drew is like, oh, well, be careful with the oysters, Cynthia. To me, it was a clear joke that, you know, don't get food poisoning, be careful with those oysters, you know. So Portia's like, oh, let me take them first. So she pokes at them. And then they're like, oh, what are you doing? She's like, what are you checking for? What are you checking? And they're just like, it's like a funny moment. Like, oh my God, like, don't get sick. Right. And then Portia goes, that vagina's clean. She goes, this one might be a little sand. And so she's making jokes because oysters are often associated with aphrodisiac and
vagina.
Like, it all makes sense. Kay Michelle is not happy. Kay Michelle
is not happy. And this was so funny because you're right. I mean, it was so, you're like, well, I thought it was about food poisoning. Everyone thought that. Everyone thought that except Kay Michelle. So she seems to be getting all offended. And now we go to the bathroom and Pinky's just stumbling out of the stall. And she's got booties on her shoes. Her pant legs are pulled up. She's a mess. So back at the table, Shamia's like, so, hey, Michelle, how are you feeling? You seemed upset on the bus. And she's like, I feel like I'm just trying to be holy. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, it's just, there's a lot of stuff I've been wanting to say, but I just won't say it. I will not say it.
Now, by the way, she's upset by the bus because she was upset by how the women could turn so quickly. And she was like, wow, if they could turn so quickly, that's dangerous. They're ready to carve each other up. And I'm not going to be carved up. Right. Like, that's her vibe. And then this oyster thing happens. So now she's really upset. And she's like,
this shit is not safe. Y'all are beating the hell out of each other.
And Portia's like,
well, my intentions were not to have the conversation in the bus with Kelly. My intention is to try to have individual conversations at dinner instead. It's better for the cameraman.
So well, let me speak for myself, says Kelly. She's like, we're in an uncomfortable space with one another, and we're trying to digest what's happening. In this case, we're trying to digest Portia's Frito pie pussy. Like, okay. Maybe we should just stop talking about food around Kelly, because she was upset about the Frito pie pussy thing, and now she's upset about the oyster thing, you know?
Wait a second. When you said Portia's Frito pie pussy, you were talking about my pussy, weren't you? It's like, no, she literally said Portia.
You were reading tweets about me from 8 years ago. So Portia's like, yeah, well, I'll check myself because I was very disappointed in me on the bus. Because, you know, how I talked about, you know, your businesses opening and closing and how you can't keep anything open and how your waffles taste like butt hairs. You know, that's just not me. That's not the kind of person I am. Or I was talking about how you were fucking married guys, you know, and broke and bankrupt and pathetic and short. That's just not me.
Just repeating everything she said before.
Now, when you say bus,
buses are long and hard, sort of like a penis, and penises go in vagina. So were you talking about my vagina all this time?
No, I wasn't. What? I'm just talking about the bus.
So that's not who I am today. And you and I can have a further conversation, Kelly. And she's like, we're good. We're good. She's like, okay, well, I can respect that and I can move on with that and we can be in a group. And, you know, let's do a cheers. And this is, I guess, going to be the quietest cheers we've ever done in this entire trip. Ha, ha, ha. And Drew's like, well, I did want to ask Kay a question because I know you were saying like how you were feeling. And so I was just wanting to know what had you feeling a certain way, Kay? She's like, can I say something to you? Of course. I've been very standoffish with you because you keep saying, oh, she knows my friend Black. I really don't know the man.
Drew's like, what? She's like,
yeah, the only way that I know this man is because he's in my DMs and he's like linking my little sister stuff. And he's like my little sister stuff. And like, I got a whole husband and like, I don't know nothing about that man.
And Drew was like, what the hell? And Kim Michelle goes,
yeah, when it comes to this lady, Drew, all I know is that when I was entering this friend group, the talk around Atlanta was that she's trying to connect me to her jump off. And she's trying to make it seem like I have something deeper with him, but I don't.
So Drew's like, well, I don't know where that's coming from. I said to you one time, it's not something I've repeated or said multiple times. I think for the first time I said something about it on the bus yesterday.
And so, why would she say that? I'm like, why would she say that?
And Kelly's like, yeah, you don't know. You didn't know Black was in her DMs. And she's like, no, I don't know anything. He was flirting with you in your DMs.
She's like, yeah, he was throwing hearts and stuff under my pancakes that I'm baking. So
she's like, is that were you making actual pound cakes or you was that like some is that like
another word for pussy
thing?
Yeah. Are we still relating food to vaginas?
I made real pound cakes.
So Phaedra's like, Black cannot be stirring up this much commotion in the group. The boy isn't so pretty. I mean, look, he might choke you out, but put those big teeth on you. Phaedra's just cracking herself up in the interviews.
I don't know the nature of your friendship. I don't know that he's in your DMs, but he can't be in your DMs because he's single. He's got a lot of women's DMs. We're not together, me and Black. And Cynthia's like, well, it feels like you like each other. And she's like, well, he probably does like me. And you know what? I just don't know what the future holds.
Like, Drew just takes this as like, okay, I'm just going to talk about myself now. You know, she's like, you know,
as an actress, it's really difficult to know. Oh,
so Shamia's like, oh my God, please. It wouldn't take her long to make a man happy. It takes 5 minutes to make a man happy. And Drew's like, well, it's just enjoyable to have someone that's going to just kick it with me and make me laugh, balance me out.
Shamia's like, oh yeah, she's on the phone with him for hours. I mean, you have to care about somebody DMing. Give me a break.
So Shamia's over there sowing discord for no reason. No.
Although in this case, I think this is like valid discord, but she should have said it to the group. And Drew is like, is there more to be said? Shamia's whispering stuff to Kay. And Shamia just gives her this look like, ugh. Because by the way, it's clear that like Drew and Black, their relationship is either, hey, I'll let you come on the show. And like, will you come on the show? It'd be my interest. Or they have something going on, but she can't admit they have something going on because I guess maybe she's worried that it'll imperil the divorce proceedings. So she's acting like they're just friends, which is clearly whatever their relationship is. I don't believe they're just friends. And so she's taking all these stances like, it's fine. It's fine. I'm like, I do not believe you whatsoever. So anyway,
yeah, but it looks like what Shamia's doing is like taking this and trying to make it a big deal to K. Michelle. She's like, oh, yes, she does care. And she does care about that man. And that's why she's saying, you know, blah, blah, blah. It seems like she's the one sowing the discord with K. Michelle because who would care? I mean, all she said was, oh, you know Black, right? That's literally all she said. So I don't understand. Without somebody in K. Michelle's ear, you know, making it a bigger deal, why is it a big deal? Because then we see the clip of K. Michelle meeting Black on the phone at the party when he was the phone date. And she's like, oh, hello. So good to see you as well. You know, so it did seem like she knew him. So I don't know I don't know why this is so dramatic. You know, someone seems to be making it dramatic. Shamia.
Well, so then they get up to leave and Kay turns to Shamia and she's like, what is wrong with you? And Shamia's like, what do you mean? I mean, we're trying to have a kumbaya moment and you're just being really shady. And she's like, with who? You're never going to be cool or make up with Drew or none of that. If you keep on doing this sort of stuff. So Kay Michelle basically is like taking Shamia to task for trying to stir up like a moment and try to pit them against each other.
Yeah. And she's like, well, but she was throwing digs at me. So if she's throwing, I'm throwing them back.
Did she throw a dig at Shamia? I don't remember
her. Not in that moment. Not in that moment.
So then Drew is walking out with Angela, and she's like, oh, my God. She's whispering to Kay, like, why doesn't she just resolve it with me if she's got a problem? So then we go back to Kay and Shamia, and Kay's like, you were just trying to create new beef. Just talk to her. Leave it. Just leave it. I mean, and she's like, well, tell me how I tried to create beef. I didn't say nothing. And she's like, well, every time she says something to you, me make these little noises. You know, you have your own little commentary going on.
So Shamia's like, you know, every other minute, thing one and thing two want to bring up Portia. And then we have a montage of people of like Angela bringing up Portia to Shamia. Everyone's stirring. Basically, I mean, she does have a point here, which is that Angela and Drew are always stirring the pot about the Shamia and Portia situation. So she's like, well, I just had this one thing. I mean, do I look like I want to talk about Portia? Yes. I mean, like you rode that wave last year. Can't we do something else different? Can't we focus on the black smoke that she's trying to see through? So Kay Michelle's like, you never did grow up in the hood, did you? She's like, no, I didn't. Yeah, because you'd get dropped off in the hood. Like, you need to get dropped off in the hood because you'd be on some other shit.
So now it's day three and they're doing little morning activities, calling their families, etc. And Angela, so they're gathering for breakfast and Pinky's feeling better. And Angela's like, you see, we don't kick you while you're down. We want you to stand up to kick you. So she's like, thanks, guys.
Yeah. And she's like, you guys have fun. And like, yeah, it was good. And they're, you know, she's saying it was, everyone said they had a nice time. And then they sort of realize like, hey, where's Kay? Where did Kay go? So Phaedra goes to check in on Kay. And Cynthia has the sore throat or whatever. But anyway, Pinky, Cynthia tells a story about how, about like, if you use honey, it's going to fix your sore throat, et cetera, et cetera.
So everybody's like, oh my God, it's like cum. It goes down your throat. Just make it drip, drip, drip down. It feels so good. What are you all on? Get some of that in your throat. I'd be like, ah. Bleh.
So Phaedra comes back and she's like, yeah, Pinky was just relaxing. She'll be down soon enough. And the plan for today is that they're going to get into their gowns. They've got a jeweler coming over. They're going to get iced out and everything. And then Drew has to explain to the audience, you know, what iced out means. She, you know, she explains, iced out is your drip. You know, I'm wearing icebox. Shows her jewels and everything. So then, anyway, Cynthia's like, well, in any case, I feel like we got to a good space yesterday. I want to stay in that space for tonight. So
enter Kay Michelle. So Kay Michelle comes in and she's in a, you know, she seems down. So they're like, you okay? She's like,
mm-hmm.
Well, how was dinner?
Good.
Good conversation?
Yeah.
So Angela's like, well, at dinner yesterday, Kay, you said you didn't feel safe. Is that true? And she's like,
No.
And so she starts crying and they're like, what is going on with you? And she's like, I mean, y'all can sit there and say you care about people, but then you're sitting there plotting and trying to do stuff to people. And I know, if I know that a motherfucker is sitting there plotting my hurt, I'm not going to smile in your face. And I know exactly the whole plot. I know it. And Angela's like, What's the plot?
Nobody's going to be plotting against me and smiling in my face. None of you.
Portia's like,
is there anything we can do? Who is it? Who did it?
Like, yeah, who did this? And Kay Michelle's like,
you know who you are.
Because, of course, it's Portia, so she's not going to say it. And Angela's like, I mean, everyone's trying to figure out what's going on. Like, what the fuck is happening where you have to come to breakfast crying? Like, girl, eat. Get some food.
I mean, everybody might not know, but...
And Angela's like, yeah, I don't know. We don't know. Portia's like,
wait. I feel responsible. Kay, I brought you to this group, and I want you to have an opportunity to get to know everybody. So I don't feel good about this. Like, even when you sat down and I looked at your face, I want you to tell me what's going on, because if I got to deal with it for you, I will deal with it for you.
So, Kay's just all upset. She's like, I cannot do it right now. I'm not in the space. I'm not in the space, and I'll get mad.
And I know the little jokes, and I want you as the person at this table to know that you are a low-down motherfucker, and that's why you ain't got shit, and I see every goddamn thing.
They're like,
what was this?
What?
So Kay Michelle explains. She goes,
last night, after we left dinner, Someone called me and said that there was a plot and a plan this whole time from some of these ladies. One was to imply that I was with your boyfriend or not boyfriend, whatever the moment is, Drew. And then two, to talk about a rumor that a disgruntled ex said 8 years ago.
So there's a headline from the Jasmine brand and says, K. Michelle says she's suing so-and-so for defamation over comments he made about her lady parts. So she goes,
I already know who you contacted, what blogs you called to go read that, and then want to spread that. I think that's very disheartening, and that shows the character of these women.
So, in summary, someone called her. She says someone called her. Maybe she probably talked to a messy producer or something like that. That's usually what that's the code for. Says, oh yeah, someone wants to make it seem like you are getting up with Drew's guy, and someone wants to bring back the rumors about your vagina. Which, by the way, the person who brought back the rumors about the vagina was K. Michelle. Just
yes, yes.
I had no idea.
Well,
and
she's also the one making this black thing, you know, the thing about black a big deal, because nobody made that a big deal. Nobody said anything. She's the one making it sound like, well, now he's in your DMs. Like, you're the one who brought that to the table. Nobody else. It's so bizarre. And I just was thinking, is Mohammed just working overtime? Like, how many pussies is he going to defame on this channel? But yeah, and also, if it was 8 years ago and it was a headline on the Jasmine brand, it's already public, so it's weird. And I don't think anybody called her randomly. I think it was Kelly and Shamia. I mean, it was Kelly and Shamia doing an after, like, you better watch out because this is coming.
Watch out. They're probably going to bring this up.
So she won't say anything to the group. So Shamia's just, like, making faces over here. And so Angela's like, Shamia, I'm always looking in your face because it's the same face you've been making last night. So what is it? She's like, because this group manipulates and fabricates shit and it's annoying. And Angela's like, so you know what she's talking about? She goes, well, I know what she's dealing with. She confided in me and a few other people. You and Kelly and Pinky. Duh.
Shamia is definitely the sort of person that's like, well, we are very close. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to betray her confidence, which is her way of advertising that she has privileged information. So Angela's like, well, why would you hide that from the group? She goes, I'm not hiding anything. But what I am going to do is be a confidant and friend in this case. So Portia is like,
okay, so you're saying you think Shamia's hiding something? And Angela's like, well, I just feel like she knows what's going on and she's not saying anything.
So Shamia's like, as a friend, I would never tell their secrets because that's what a real friend does. Me, Shamia, real friend,
fellow music star Shamia. Yeah.
Yes.
Fellow music star Shamia. So K. Michelle's like,
after dinner, I decided to go to Shamia and Kelly to talk to them about what was being prepared in order to take me down.
Well, did she tell you guys what they were plotting and planning? The producer sounds like they're gonna laugh. Like, did she tell you what they were plotting and planning?
She's like, I don't remember.
Okay. Kelly says, yeah, I don't remember. And they're like, no, honestly, she's, I really don't. So Shamia's like, well, she asked us not to speak on it. And as a fellow Grammy watcher, I respect that.
So Shamia's like, Kay, am I right? Right? Okay. Because you're looking like I don't believe you. And Angela's like, no, but like, you had her pent up at the end of the dinner last night. I mean, like, I feel like you're creating a narrative. And Shamia goes, well, she pulled me to the side because she saw from artist to artist, to fellow recording artist, to fellow recording artist, to fellow hit maker, to fellow future hit maker. She said, I want to pull you to the side.
Yeah, I was talking and I was telling her to let it go. Let her go with everything with Drew.
Yes. Addressing the shit with Drew. She addressed it with me because I am a confidant, a fellow comrade of the industry. Confidant.
And Portia's like, well, the only thing I heard Shamia at the end of the table telling you, Kay, that there's no way Drew feels like that.
And Shamia's like, absolutely. And I definitely said there's no way that I would be on FaceTime with a man for hours on end, find out that he's DMing some of her friends and not feel a way about it. And Drew's like, why are you speaking on how I should feel? Why?
Well, I'm speaking how I, as a musical artist and rum Baron, would feel. She's like, but for my name to be mentioned is crazy. She's like, no, your name was mentioned because she said I need to move on with you and we need to press more. By the way, Drew saying for my name to be mentioned is crazy. You were talking. It was a conversation about black. How could you even bring me up in that moment? Because yeah. You were the topic.
Also, you were talking about her at the same time. You were walking out saying, why is she acting like that? So Drew's like, stop making this about yourself. You know, I'm looking at someone that I'm trying to get to know in tears, and you're making it about you. You have a lot of problems and a lot of issues, and it looks like you're feeding bullshit, Shamia. She's like, you are bullshit. You are bullshit. Oh, well, okay. And Drew's like, well, you just keep bullshit going. You've been the bullshit of the trip. So they argue back and forth, and she's like, I refuse to tell a fellow artist secrets. And Drew's like, oh, God, Shamia's got backup now, so she can go hard for me. And so Portia's like,
okay, let's just let her sit in for a moment, okay? And then we're going to talk about it at a later time, okay, Kay? You don't have to do anything right now. And they're like, okay, do you need to take a walk? She's like, I do.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So Phaedra and Angela and Drew, they're all telling us in their interviews, like, we have no idea what's going on. I don't even, like, what is this? And Phaedra's like, ooh, who we need is Angela Oakley on the case, because she seems to research everything. And even when she's wrong, she makes a compelling argument. And Angela's like, this is above my pay grade. So now Kay and Pinky are on a walk, and Kay's crying. And Kay Michelle's like,
it just makes me so fucking mad.
And Shamia's like, girl, I am so fucking frustrated. Don't worry. Lay it on me. I'm your confidant. And Kay Michelle's like, well,
I got a whole shit eating smile on the full face of shit. I am not with that. They're so fake.
And everyone else back in the house is like, What happened last night? What, did we miss something? What's going on?
So back outside, she's like, well, it was something they thought they was going to address with me at dinner.
Drew, Portia, and Phaedra.
And Pinky's like, oh, well, Portia, she was rubbing your knee, and then she was part of the problem this whole time. She's like, but that's not bad. And then Drew's over there just looking stupid, and not Phaedra trying to fan you with her church fan while they're all plotting against you. She's like, that's what I'm saying. People are playing with me. And then when I get to, you know, comfort, they're like, oh, well, Kay's crazy. Kay's crazy then. And so Kay tells us, I'm heartbroken. I watch these women who've dealt with things from gossip try to judge me. The trauma that was caused by the rumor, it really hadn't gotten better. And I can say I'm healed. I'm healed like a lot of people, but I haven't. And I don't know when I will heal. Okay.
It's just so funny because now she's painting them to be like, and look how fake they were. They're plotting against me. And then they would fan me in my face and hold my hand while I cry. Look how fake. I'm like, they don't have no idea what you're talking about. They just see that you're crying.
Yeah.
So Kay is like,
I'm not going to let y'all keep on playing in my face and like I don't hear, like I don't see, leave me, babe, because it keeps building up. And when it gets to where it needs to get to, I'm going to curse them all the fuck out.
I'm like, well, I am looking forward to that, even if this is the root of it is extreme paranoia.
So the other girls are in Cynthia's room, and they're like, what is she talking about? So Phaedra says, well, let's check and see if anything's on these Twitter accounts, because we know the girls like to have Twitter fingers. So they all whip out their phones and start looking. And Drew's like, oh, here it is. Kay Michelle tweeted, if it takes a group, plot, rumor, or scheme to bring me down when I'm coming in love, you already lost the game and lost in life. And they're like, when did she say that? 3 hours ago. And Portia's like,
oh, wait, so that's before she came down for breakfast. Well, I've definitely spoken to Kay, and she never said any of that to me about feeling like somebody was setting her up.
Well, plotting is such an interesting word choice. You know what I think would be a better word? Commissario.
Commissario.
Portia, speaking of Twitter, Portia tweeted something that lit up Twitter, which was, she basically, I think it was, she responded to Kay. I don't know if it was this tweet or a recent tweet, but she was like, essentially like, being a coward is, because I think Kay Michelle tweeted something about being a coward. And Portia was like, I'll tell you what being a coward is. Being a coward is tweeting from the same house two doors down rather than bring it to my face in real time. And everyone was like, oh, Portia. So the feud is feuding at the moment.
Oh, gosh. Well, the other day I read Kay Michelle saying,
everybody thinks I got problems with these ladies, but I don't. Portia's amazing and Phaedra's hilarious.
And so I don't know. I think
everyone but Drew. She mentioned everyone but Drew. She went out. It was like a high school yearbook. It's like the thing at the end where you're like, miss you. So many fun times. Oh, my God. Portia, when we went to Carvel that time, I will never forget. And Shamia, the joy we've had. It was like going out of the way for everyone except for Drew. Drew did not get a mention, which was hilarious. Yeah.
So Portia's like, well, it feels dangerous because she thinks some of us are plotting, but like whoever's telling her that we're plotting, like what the fuck? And Drea's like, yeah, that is dangerous. And she's like, and she's, I think she's, whoever's telling her is over there in that group. So we go back outside and Kay's like, I told you in detail everything that was going on. And Pinky's like, well, are you going to say something? She's like, no, because evil folk just stay evil.
One thing I don't have tolerance for is people with no talent or no real business. And
well, I understand why the Drea situation.
You've been promoting synthetic hair over there on Buford Highway that never sold.
And she's talking about Portia there. And she goes,
and then you over there is fighting for a home with a whole man in the basement.
Drea.
And you want to worry about what a man's going to say about if my vagina smells like a sardine or like a Glade candle. And that you remember this is how you're going to try to fight with me.
No one
can't.
Let's talk about your vagina or a Glade candle.
Well, what was it? A sardine or a Glade candle? Those are two very different rumors. One's a compliment. Her vagina smelled like a Glade plug-in. Absolutely delicious. It just lit up the whole house.
Or a sardine.
No, two different things. Like, are we making Caesar salad with that thing? That's an anchovy.
I recently was talking about this Jose Andres cookbook that I mentioned on Amazon Live, and it's a great cookbook, but in it, Jose Andres, acclaimed Spanish chef, talks about tinned fish, and he's like, oh, I love tinned fish, because it's actually my favorite snack on an airplane, because you never know what the airplane food is like, so I just bring my own tinned fish and just open it up and eat it on the airport. He goes, of course you have to ask your neighbor first. I'm like, and everyone else on the plane, I love tinned fish. You will never catch me opening up a tin fish container on an airplane. No. I am like still rattled by this. So when
I'm rattled by it too. How fucking tacky. Don't you ever.
Jose Andres, you're a great chef. You're very talented. Please keep the tinned fish for your kitchen.
Yes. Rich people, you still need to have manners, even if you're sitting in first class. Like, I don't want to smell that shit. So then K. Michelle goes,
do you understand how many vaginas I've had since 8 years? I've gotten it tightened, snipped, tucked. This is a married vagina. You don't even know this vagina.
Okay, well, then why are you getting offended over somebody you used to know? You know what I mean? That's an old vagina. Who cares if they talk about her? She's gone. She's 8 vaginas away. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
focus on today's vagina.
Ronnie. We were spending too much time talking about K. Michelle's vagina when we should be turning this into a Shamia issue. So here comes Shamia. Well, guess what they're going to do? They're going to turn around and say, Shamia did it. That very talented singer did it. And you're planning and you're plotting. Oh, I see your face, Shamia. Are you crafting a new musical hit or are you just having attitude right now? And I'm like, yeah, I have the same facials that you guys make, except mine may be like a little distracted because I was thinking about, do I want to make that an F sharp or do I want to make it an E? And I don't know. There's a lot going on. Anyway, I have the same facials as you guys are making when you're plotting and planning on some other people. So now Shamia is working herself into a tizzy.
That's but Shamia, like, she doesn't even understand what she, like, does she hear what she's saying? Because she's like, oh, really? Well, okay, I have a face. Well, I have the same face that you guys make when you're plotting and planning shit on other people. Okay, so you're saying that you are planning and plotting shit? Like, do you even hear the argument you're making?
Yeah.
Like, come on. And so then, and of course, we're thinking it because you're sitting there right next to K. Michelle, egging this on the whole time. And last night, the thing with Drea, you're sitting there like, oh, yes, she did care. Oh, yes, she did care. I would care if a man, you know, was texting me, you know, when blah, blah, blah. So she's riling her up at the very least.
I don't think anyone questions having, like, everyone has a face. Every single person on the planet gets a face when they're annoyed. And that's okay. But it's the context of this face happening when K. Michelle's like, I don't want to say this. And like, oh, Shamia, do you know it? It's like, I know it, but I'm not going to say it. And then she gives a face and everyone's like, well, what's up with the face? Like, don't give us the face. And don't you, if you know it, you know it and you hold it or you say it, but don't hold it and then give us the face. Like, I know something that you don't know and I'm not going to tell you. People don't like that.
Yeah, so Angela's like, well, she is making a face, and she's been making all these faces. And, you know, Portia, she still has an issue with you, and it's unresolved. And Portia's like, so you think she's the instigator? And she's like, well, I mean, clearly that's who she's confiding to. We can see them confiding, you know. And so Angela's like, well, Kay has an issue with everyone that Shamia has an issue with. So is Shamia putting a battery in Kay's pack? She's definitely capable.
And so, by the way, importantly, Angela also says that Shamia is blaming basically Angela, Phaedra, everyone in this group for the demise of the relationship between Portia and Shamia. So she's saying, like, Shamia has a beef with us.
Yeah. So Drew's like, and who said that Phaedra eats dead people? And Phaedra goes, I eat dead people.
Yeah.
It's like, how strange. So then, I mean, I pick them up and drop them off. I send them to Jesus looking usually better than they were before death, but eating them. I've never thought about something so morbid and crazy. Do people eat dead people? Because that could be a business. She's like, I could do that. Is there a market for this?
It is funny because Kay has been saying this, or I think Kay said it. Maybe she hasn't said it. Pinky's the one who said it? Okay, well.
Yeah, Pinky said it because Phaedra supposedly said she eats me. And she's like, oh yeah, well, Phaedra eats dead people.
So Phaedra's like, it's just weird. But if we're going to be in a group, you got to bring it to the group. It can't keep, you know, can't keep being this enemy has to be my enemy. Your enemy has to be my enemy because it's looking like Shamia's behind most of this stuff. Am I really considered a cannibal? So now it's time to get into glam for the gala. They're going to get in their soap opera dresses and everything. And Pinky is on a call with her team talking about
our vegan. You know, I want chicken, but not real chicken. I want it to be fake chicken, but look just like chicken. Business.
I had a vegan dinner last night, except I made it vegan because I put some Parmesan on it. Sorry, but it otherwise would have been vegan. So just for those keeping tabs on Ben's vegan.
It can be made with a little bit of murder, but it's still murder. Okay? So
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with
your murder salad.
Sorry, just the vegetarianism. So Pinky's talking to Derek, being like, I can't wait to see you. And everyone's picking out their gowns. And Kelly comes in over to Shamia's room. And Shamia's like, girl, I can't even. Like, the fact that they hate me so much, they want to just make me the target. I'm the fall person for this. It's insane. I'm like, you just announced yourself as the fall person. Mm-hmm. They just were like, Shamia, what's going on? We see your face. You know something. And then it was when you were walking before, you said, and guess what they're going to do? They're going to turn around and say, it's all my fault. And now here she's saying, I can't believe they're saying it's my fault.
Shamia works so hard, but you know, we see you working. It's not as good as you think. So she's like
guy fixing the telephone poles. We see you working. We see it.
We don't really know what you're doing or why, but we see you up there. You know, we think to ourselves, isn't there an easier way to do this?
We see you working, and we're thinking, could you do this faster? And why are you taking? Why are you in so much in the way?
So now Shamia is in a bikini and she's like, we are having a meeting. I'm going to demand a meeting. This will not go any further.
It's very big brother. Very big brother house.
Yes, it really is. So meanwhile, everybody else is getting ready and they don't want to be late for Cynthia's thing. So they're all trying to rush to get ready. And so Shamia calls this meeting and everybody comes down and they're like, why do we have to be at a meeting with Shamia in her bikini? They're like, I cannot focus on anything except Shamia's butt.
Right. Because her butt is like, it's big. It's given BBL. I don't know if it's confirmed as a BBL, but it's giving BBL. So they're all like looking at this BBL and Shamia's like, okay, well, thank you all for coming out. I won't take too much of your time, but I did want to bring everybody together to get some stuff off my chest. I'm not going to sit around and let people plot, plan, and manipulate me. Like, wasn't that what K. Michelle's issue was? No, it's my issue now. Because y'all feel like, for whatever reason, if you don't fuck with me, you have the right to make me your fall person. And that's not cool. I know the other women were like, we don't even know what the original issue is. And now you're the fall person for something we don't even understand. What is happening here?
Yeah, so she says, last night I came back to the house and I got information. I received it at the same time Kelly did. Kay was very upset. And as a friend, I stuck by and I listened to her. And now my facial expressions are my facial expressions because I see through the bullshit. I see the manipulation and I see how you all scheme and plot shit. And Kay, you're going to have to clear my name. Last night, did I tell you anything about anything? And she's like, you didn't say anything about anybody. She's like, and you came to me. And when I asked you who said it, you said, I can't tell you. Right? Okay. So that's her business. And she can say it when she wants. And that's the problem with this group. You go talk shit behind somebody's back.
Okay, so they're plotting and planning to pin you for making Michelle
think that people are plotting and planning. It's not about you, Shamia.
Just like, and that's the problem with this group. Y'all always go and talk some shit and take some shit back. But like, what? I need to know now who is the source. Was it a producer? Was it a messy member of the glam squad who, by the way, is at the root of almost all these issues? We all know it's a messy glam squad member. But like at this point, now you're putting allegations out there and you're saying that there's like a plot. So if there is a plot, we need to start finding out like who is saying these things.
Well, I think it's Kelly, because Shamia didn't say, now promise everybody this. It wasn't me or Kelly who said something to you. She didn't say that. She said, it wasn't me, right? So I think it was Kelly. then they were all talking about it.
Portia goes,
wait a second. I thought the plot and the planning was UK. Like you felt like you were getting plotting and planned on.
You felt like you were plotting and planned on. She goes,
but not Shamia.
And she's like, Kay,
do you still feel plotted and planned? Who is the one who is the target of the various conspiracies right now? I'm confused.
Shamia's like, well, I'm here talking to you because I don't want you guys to make me the fall guy, because that's what you guys do. Okay, it's like, what? And I'd also like to add that Kay is the only one who's talked shit about the other ladies to this degree. They haven't talked about her at all. They've said nothing but nice things about Kay Michelle.
They like
her. Kay Michelle's like, you guys are mean. You're plotting and planning. And meanwhile, she's come on here and she's dissed every one of them down to their core. She's been like, Porsche's selling she's selling disgusting hair under a bridge. And this one's got a husband under the basement. She's read them all for filth. They've said nothing to her, and she's like the big victim in all of
this. Don't forget my friend's words. Kay Michelle, friend to no one. So Kay Michelle says,
well, there were some things that were going on, and I haven't gotten into full detail with it because I'm just like not ready. It's a situation that I feel it's hurtful towards me, and this person knows exactly the little commas and what they were doing.
And we see a flashback again to Portia, like touching the oysters. And so
they can act as stupid as they want to be, and that is all good. You know what I'm saying? Because just know that I know.
So she thinks because Portia was making the oysters into vaginas that she was talking about Kay Michelle's vagina rumor. I mean, that is some extreme paranoia.
I just want to say, like, if there is some component that we are clearly missing and everyone is like, you guys are such idiots. This is the whole, there's this subtext or there's that. Like, I'm going to say already ahead of time, we will make any corrections. But for right now, this does not make any sense to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can only go off what information you have. So,
yeah.
So I got lost. So she's like, well, when it comes to the black situation, what is that about? You go around and tell everybody she knows black? And she's like, I said it one time. I said it in the Sprinter yesterday, and I said it to you because when you guys met him on the phone, to me, you seemed familiar. And then we see the flashback of her being like, oh, hello there. It's good to see you. She's like, and yeah. I do know you. I don't know if you all are friends. I just assumed you were. And Shamia's like, well, this conversation didn't just start happening last night, Drew. Okay.
And so Cynthia's like, black keeps coming up. Kay brings it up, and I know where this is going to go or why. We just need to put this whole black thing to bed with Drew in the bed with him. So Kay Michelle's like,
you've said it before.
She's like, baby, that never happened.
I'm not your baby. That's the only reason. Now, why are you talking about babies? Okay, you're going to make fun of the fact that I auditioned to be and look who's talking to be the baby and I didn't get it. Well, sorry. Go. So I was 14 years old. I can still play a baby. Now you're going to bring that up. You're going to throw that in my face again, Drew. Thanks a lot.
And she's like, because I don't need no Drew running around telling folks that I'm around no man. And they're like, she goes, but I never said that. She's like, I got enough men running around here saying stuff about me. And Drew's like, first of all, I never told anybody that. So let's be clear. And she gets up, which I don't know why Drew would do that. Like, we know not to do that. So she got up and now Pinky stands up. And so, now Kay does a similar, like, now Kay's going to get up. And Pinky's like, no, 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 no. And Drew stands up and starts to go at her. And she's like, let me be clear. I never told anybody that. Don't come at me like that. And she's like, oh, you know what? You don't know, little lady. You don't know. And they're all holding her back because she's going to make a run on Drew. Oh, no.
Yeah, and Portia's like,
we've been talking about black, and both of these bitches are blacking out, and I don't know if black is really worth all that. I mean, do y'all really like black's hookahs that much?
So Drew is all like, she's upset. She's like, you got me fucked up. And she's like, you know, Kate Michelle is like,
oh, if you want to say it up, we can say it up. She's a lot. Oh my God. Maybe I can say it. I don't even know this girl. You don't know me, but you're telling people who I know. You're saying who I do know and who I don't know.
And Drew is like, I don't know you, girl. What? And so they're like, they're Kate Michelle goes,
this ain't TLC no more, bitch.
My soundtrack ain't TLC, girl. This don't scare me. Okay.
So then Drew is like, she's like, I'll focus on my movie roles and you focus on your country music since you want to throw shots. She goes, oh my God, I've done better with you than what you've ever done or ever will be, okay? So, oh, well, since you want to be disrespectful to me. And Cynthia's like, oh, the theme for my gala tonight is Dynasty Meets Dallas. I just wanted them to look like some of the characters on the show, not act like them. Commissario.
Tiki the Commissario. Thank you.
Andrew's like, you want a moment? I'm not going to give it to you. Oh, well, why would I want a moment from you? Don't nobody want to hear about that basement no more?
She's like, that's my life. That's my real life.
Why would I want something from you? I don't need a moment with you. You need a moment with yourself, with that grown man down there in your basement. We're tired of talking about it, just like you're tired of fighting for your career milestones to happen that never happen. Damn.
That was great. That was hilarious. Oh man, savage. So K. Michelle's like
don't attach me to nobody. Okay, you know what I'm saying? But the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay,
and she's like, okay, I'm gonna dismiss myself. K. Michelle goes,
don't float away, MC Hammer.
So she goes inside, and Phaedra's like, when I tell you K. Michelle went back to Memphis and picked up those reeds and threw every book she had. She threw the whole kitchen sink. So it's like,
live and life, peace.
Oh, man.
It's just so funny that Kay Michelle has been on this show and saying what she's afraid of is going to be this. What she's afraid this show is going to be is what she is being on this show. Like, nobody else is being that way except her. And it's cracking. And she's so funny at it. I mean, her whole vagina monologue was really funny. Like,
you don't even know this vagina.
So now Drew calls Black on FaceTime and she's like, so apparently I'm speaking on Kay and attaching her to you in some way. And he's like, well, why would she think you're doing that? I mean, why would you want to attach me to her when you barely even want to attach me to you?
And and then Black's like, I mean, I've complimented her in her DMs before. I've literally said in verbatim, word for word, I literally said like, holy shit, Kay, goddamn, it was a nice picture. That's exactly what my DM was. And she was like, yeah, but I didn't know about that DM. Like, I didn't know about that DM. Like, you didn't tell me about that DM. So, see, she was upset about it. So now outside, Pinky is trying to calm people down and everything. And Portia's like,
okay, everyone. Like, while we're here, I do have one question while we're all in the room. So, Kay, when you mentioned it at the table this morning that somebody was plotting, and I said, well, how? In what way? Like, what do you mean? And you were like, shouldn't be selling Kay stuff so that Kay could be, like, maybe feeling some way about me, and, like, all roads point to me, and I'm, like, the root or, like, whatever. So I'm just, like, sitting here, like, well, damn.
And Shamia's like, you know, feeling like now they've all had a team meeting. And so they're going to come together to say, we're going to put this on Shamia. And Portia's enemies are now their enemies. And they're all kissing ass. And everybody's go naked model now. I mean, but that's what you guys are doing. You're pulling your little team meetings. And then you're having a meeting and you're coming in and getting at everybody else. So Angela's like, well, I said I thought it was Shamia. And Shamia's like, you know what, Portia, you're being so messy right now, and I just can't stand it. She's like, what? And Angela's like, no, I told him that. I said it was you. And so Shamia's like, screw me being a good friend. You all want to talk about faces? Faces? Last time I checked, I'm a black woman, and our faces say it all. Hello.
And so Angela's like, okay, hear me out, Shamia. When it goes back to me that you said Drew and I added to the demise of your friendship, I'm like, why are we still talking about this? She goes like, because you're still talking about me in rooms that I'm not in. And I would like for you to stop. I'm like, you literally went off with Kay Michelle and was like, I bet that Angela's talking about me right now. And she's peeing on me. That fucking bitch. I'm going to die. It's like, you were talking about Angela.
Yeah. So Angela's like, well, that was this morning. And if it involves me, I'm going to talk about you. And she's like, no, not just this morning. And it doesn't involve you. But it did. And you don't need to continue to insert yourself into my business. And she's like, I'm not. And Angela's like, you brought it up. And Mia says, when we were at lunch, she was asking about Portia, and I told her to stop. So we see the flashback yesterday of Drew saying, Shamia, do you have an issue with Portia? And so Angela's like, so wait, do you think I'm trying to hurt you or something? And Shamia's like, you're messy. She goes, but you think I'm trying to hurt you? And she goes, yes, you're that messy. That's your nature. She's like, okay.
They're like, okay, well, you can have that. You can have that. All right, whatever. And Angela's just like, okay, well, I'm right. You know, whatever. Her saying I destroyed her relationship with Portia, that's crazy.
I love that will fight with Shamia. It's so funny. Shamia's trying to make herself the center of this argument. And they're like, Shamia, would you move out of the way? We're trying to ask Kay Michelle what the hell she's talking about. And every time she does, Shamia's like, what are you blaming me for? It's like, we're not talking about you. And we're not fighting with you, okay? Go fight with your dirty pillow in the other room.
Shamia's like, keep my name out of your mouth, Angela, please. Like, well, I like you, but stop bringing up, you think I broke up your friendship. She's like, no, you don't. You don't like me, girl, and that's okay. She's like, well, you think I broke up your friendship. I think you're full of shit, and I do think that she's messy. And Angela's like, and I think you're messy too, so that makes both of us. We're just messy bitches. Keep my name out of your mouth. Okay, well, stop saying I broke up your friendship because I didn't.
Guys, time for a Cynthia commercial. She's like, oh, this is too much. Honestly, I just want to be on a beach somewhere, sipping myself a nice cold margarita with my tequila commissario.
So Angel's like, whatever, blame me for the demise of your relationship. I don't care. It's just because of that one conversation that happened last season. But like, if the relationship were in a good place, that conversation would not have destroyed it. So she may have been one of the straws, and maybe the straw that broke the camel's back, but the camel was having a hard time.
Shamia goes from person to person being like, this is how I feel about Portia, and this is how Portia's treating me, and this is how I feel about Portia. And then someone goes, how are you with Portia? And she's like, how dare you get in the middle of my relationship? Like, I know, seriously. You've been talking about it the whole season. So, they're, you know, kind of having UR fights, like, you're scared. No, you're scared. No, you're scared. No, you're scared. So then they go to get ready. And Portia's like, I don't know why everybody keeps disrespecting Cynthia. I mean, she's giving us a gala. She brought us here. She flew us all private. Now you're going to turn her into darkness when she needs to be love and light. Cynthia's like, that's please right. Go to glam.
We're already late. Because, by the way, a thing that's been going on with us was that they were already, before the house meeting, they were already running late for the gala. And then when Shamia called the house meeting, they're like, oh, my God, we're already late. Why are we doing this? So I was like, okay, come on, we're going to do this. So then all of a sudden, this guy shows up, the police escort. And it's a big night for sirens showing up in driveways on Bravo. Although this one ends in a much happier way than on Rhode Island, although less funny as well. So then basically this guy shows up. He's the jeweler. And so he has a police escort because he has thousands of dollars of jewelry on him. So his name is JC, and he was sent to Dallas by guess who? Tequila Commissario.
Yeah, so he's basically there to give them loaners of jewelry. So they're trying on all these jewels, and they're hundreds of thousands of dollars. So they all try stuff on. And then Cynthia goes to see Drew, and she's like, I want to apologize because I feel like I acted out of character. And she's like, oh, the cheat time came out. And she's like, well, but you know, it's like somebody's got to get up. If it looks like somebody's about to get up, you get up first. No, 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 no. You get up first, you get smacked down, I think is what we've learned here. How have you not learned that?
Yeah, I am the run and cower in the corner type, so I really can't weigh in.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, yeah. So Cynthia is, I don't like tension, Ronnie. So Cynthia is like,
no, I don't either. I mean, I put both my hands up like this. I give you two jazz hands to the side of my face. Like, don't hit me.
I will diffuse with humor, everyone. So they're all getting ready in glam. They've tried on their jewelry. They're going to get into the Sprinter van, but Drew has a headache. So she's not sure she can be there on time, even though she seems perfectly happy sitting in her chair getting glam done. But she has a headache, guys. She has a headache, so she's still going to get into glam, which is not, if I have a headache, I'm not trying to get into glam in that moment. I'm trying to take a nap, but it's okay. So she's going to get glam done and she's going to meet everyone there.
Yeah. So now everybody gets on the bus and get going. And K. Michelle is like, well, I'm going to respect Cynthia time. I'm going to turn the other cheek. Okay. I'm going to get into it. So now the guy calls and he's sobbing. Okay.
Well, there's this guy named JC who I think I may have said that JC was a gemologist, but JC is actually the guy who was like a partner in Tequila Commissario. And he arrived with the gemologist and he was like, oh my God, the party's gonna be great. We'll see you over there. It's gonna be wonderful. It's like, can't wait to see you guys later tonight. And then he calls up. He's like,
he's you like, just hear all, somebody sobbing in the background. And someone's like, well, we've got bad news. It's raining. And Cynthia's like, is that JC sobbing? And they're like, yes, yes, yes. He's like, I'm so sorry.
It's like, over.
No, it's not your fault. Over. It's okay. It's not your it's fault. Over. It rained. Like, what are you going to do?
Cynthia's like, I can't. I just can't. I cannot. It was an outdoor event. It was all set up. And there's the balloons and the flowers and all the things. And apparently there's a hurricane happening right now. And Jason's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. The poor guy's like, and we see this like footage of people scrambling, taking down the balloons and like the tequila commissary thing. He's like, oh no. And Cynthia's just like, this has been a disaster from the moment we arrived in Texas. And honestly, I'm not even fazed anymore.
So they finally get there. It stopped raining. Everything's fine. And then we go in and we see the party and they're like, oh my God, so Dynasty, so sophisticated. And there's a poster that says, there's a Cynthia poster and it says shot o'clock. It's going to be trouble.
Shmia's like, shot o'clock. I'm an icon and an influencer.
So Mike is there and he got Portia a rose dipped in gold. So here we are, back to a rose.
And Portia's like,
when I heard that Mike and I were going to the gala, he was like, okay, but you're not going to go to that by yourself. I'm sorry, when Mike heard that I was going to the gala, he's like, you're not going by yourself. So he flew in just to be with me.
Yes, just to be with you and to be on camera, but mainly to be with you.
So K. Michelle is talking to her guy and she's like, I got in a fight with Drew. It's pretty bad. You know, I need to stay completely out of everything. So then we hear Kelly coming in. She's like, where are the cheeseburgers? It's me, Kelly.
And K. Michelle is like, you know, she's like, I got my eyes open to everyone in the room. I'm going to keep it cute because we don't want to show out there. But when we get to Atlanta, we got to talk. So
now Cynthia gives a speech. She's like, Commissario, Commissario. And as I said to my daughter growing up, Commissario, thank you. So I would like to have a contest where you will clap for the person who's the most whatever, and we're going to give them a tiara to wear. Okay, everybody come up. Okay, clap for them. You all win. You all win the tiara. Like, what is this? Why are you making this supersized for this stupid game, Cynthia? Get out of here with this. And we see someone breaks the crown and we see that it was $19.95 with $5 shipping.
Right. Because everything else that they had shown price tags for were like $400,000, $100,000, $200,000. They're like $19.95. So, the crown is broken. And then meanwhile, back at the house, Drew is still getting her hair done. She's still doing glam all this time. And so we're going back and forth. We're going back and forth to the gala. Everyone's partying, having fun. It looks like a really successful time. It looks like a great party. Everything looks wonderful. The women look beautiful. It's fun. And then we just keep on going back and forth. Then Drew is driving. It's very much like The Amazing Race. And then now at 9 p.m., 3 hours into the gala, Drew is finally walking out of the house to get to the gala, which we saw took a while to get to the gala. And then she basically doesn't arrive until 10:30 p.m., which I think is so incredibly disrespectful because Cynthia flew you private and put you up and did all these things and gave you a nice room when other people were like upset with their lodging, but she gave you a nice room. And then you show up at 10:30, like 3.5 hours late. There's like, and then Drew wants to have credit for being, but look, I made the effort to show up. It's like, no, You do not get credit for this. If you show up that late, that's disrespectful. That's totally disrespectful.
Yeah, so fucking rude. And then she comes in while they're all leaving. Like, they're all about to leave. And then she comes in, so they have to stay a little longer so she can get... She goes and gets a drink. Yeah, she's fucking rude. This is where we need NeNe Leakes to just not even let her in. You know, like, yes, that time that they all went to L.A. and showed up 3 hours late. And NeNe read them for filth in the driveway and wouldn't even let them in. I love that. But yes, we don't have that. So they let her in and she gets some champagne. And then Cynthia talks about what a roller coaster this has been. And the only thing that can help this group is tequila. Commissario. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. And that's pretty much the end of that.
That is the end of that. A wild and crazy trip that ended with hailstorm and madness. Thanks, everyone, for being here. And we will catch you on the next episode of Watch What Crappens. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.